A short sketch of the life and teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Part 8. During his householder life, Gaura Hari did not display many of the miracles which are generally expected from such personalities, but Lord Chaitanya did once perform a wonderful miracle in the house of Srivas or Srinivas Thakur while Sankirtan was in full swing. Gaura Hari asked the devotees what they wanted to eat, and when Lord Chaitanya was informed that they wanted to eat mangoes, Gaura Hari asked for a seed of the mango, although this fruit was out of season. When the seed was brought to Gaura Hari, he sowed it in the yard of Srinivas, and at once a creeper began to grow out of the seed. And within no time, this creeper became a full-grown mango tree, heavy with more ripened fruits than the devotees could eat. And the tree remained in Srivas Thakur's yard, and from then on, the devotees used to take as many mangoes from the tree as they wanted. Lord Gaura Hari had a very high estimation of the affections of the damsels of Brajabhumi for Krishna, and in appreciation of the gopis' unalloyed service to Krishna. Once, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanted the holy names of the gopis instead of the names of the Lord. So at this time, some of Gaura Hari's students, who were also disciples, came to see him. And when they saw that Lord Chaitanya was chanting the names of the gopis, they were astonished. Out of sheer foolishness, they asked Nimai Pandit why he was chanting the names of the gopis, and they advised Lord Chaitanya to instead chant the name of Krishna. At this time, Gaura Hari was in ecstasy, and so he was thus disturbed by these foolish students. Nimai Pandit chastised them and chased them away. The students were almost the same age as Lord Chaitanya, and thus they wrongly thought of Gaura Hari as one of their peers. They held a meeting and resolved that they would attack Lord Chaitanya if he dared to punish them again in such a manner. This incident provoked some malicious talks about Nimai Pandit on the part of the general public. When Gaura Hari became aware of this, he began to consider the various types of men which are found in society. Lord Chaitanya noted that especially the students, professors, fruitive workers, yogis, non-devotees, and different types of atheists were all opposed to the devotional service of the Lord. My mission is to deliver all the fallen souls of this age. But if they commit offenses against me, thinking me to be an ordinary man, they will not benefit. If they are to begin their life of spiritual realization, they must some way or another offer me obeisances. And thus, Gaura Hari decided to accept the renounced order of life, sannyas, because the people in general were inclined to offer respects to a sannyasi. 500 years ago, the condition of society was not as degraded as it is today. At that time, people would show respects to a sannyasi, and the sannyasi was rigid in following the rules and regulations of the renounced order of life. However, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not very much in favor of the renounced order of life in this age of Kali. But that was only for the reason that very few sannyasis in this age are actually able to observe the rules and regulations of sannyasa life. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decided to accept the order and become an ideal sannyasi, so that the general populace would show Lord Chaitanya respect. for one is duty bound to show respect to a sannyasi, for a sannyasi is considered to be the master of all the varnas and ashrams. And while Nimaipandit was contemplating accepting the sannyas order, it so happened that Keshava Bharati, a sannyasi of the Mayavadi school and resident of Katwa in Bengal, visited Navadvip and was invited to dine with Gaura Hari. When Keshava Bharati came to his house, Lord Chaitanya asked Keshava Bharati to award him the sannyas order of life. This was but a formality, for the sannyas order is to be accepted from another sannyasi. Now, although Nimaipandit was independent in all respects, still, to keep up the formalities of the Shastras, Lord Chaitanya accepted the sannyas order from Keshava Bharati, although Keshava Bharati was not in the Vaishnava Sampradaya school. After consulting with Keshava Bharati, Gaura Hari left Navadvip for Katwa to formally accept the sannyas order of life. At that time, Nimaipandit was accompanied by Srila Nityananda Prabhu, Chandrasekhara Acharya, and Mukunda Dutt. Those three devotees assisted Gaura Hari in the details of the ceremony. This incident of Lord Chaitanya's accepting the sannyas order is very elaborately described in the Chaitanya Bhagavat by Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur. Thus, at the end of his 24th year, Nimaipandit accepted the sannyas order of life in the month of Magh. After accepting this order of sannyasa, Gaura Hari became a full-fledged preacher of the Bhagavat Dharma. Now, although Lord Chaitanya was doing the same preaching work in his householder life, when Gaura Hari experienced some obstacles to his preaching, Sriman Mahaprabhu sacrificed even the comfort of his home life just for the sake of the fallen souls. In his householder life, Nimaipandit's chief assistants were Srila Advaita Prabhu and Srila Srivas Thakur. But after Gaura Hari accepted the sannyas order, his chief assistants became Srila Nityananda Prabhu, who was deputed to preach specifically in Bengal, and the six Goswamis, Rupa, Sanatan, Jiva, Gopal Bhatta, Raghunath Das, and Raghunath Bhatta. And they were headed by Rupa and Sanatan Goswamis, and they were deputed to go to Vrindavan to excavate the present places of pilgrimage. The present city of Vrindavan and the importance of Brajabhumi were thus disclosed by the will of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. After accepting the sannyas order, Gaura Hari at once wanted to start for Vrindavan. And for three continuous days, Lord Chaitanya traveled in the Radha Desh, a place where the Ganges does not flow. At that time, Lord Chaitanya was in full ecstasy over the idea of going to Vrindavan. However, Srila Nityananda diverted his path and brought Lord Chaitanya instead to the house of Advaita Prabhu in Shantipur. Lord Chaitanya stayed at Sri Advaita Prabhu's house for a few days, and knowing well that Lord Chaitanya was leaving his hearth and home for good, Advaita Prabhu sent his men to Navadvip in order to bring Mother Shachi to have a last meeting with her son. Some unscrupulous people say that Lord Chaitanya also met his wife after taking sannyas and offered her his wooden slipper for worship. But the authentic sources give no information about such a meeting. Lord Chaitanya's mother met him at the house of Advaita Prabhu, and when Sachidevi saw her son as a sannyasi, she lamented. By way of compromise, Sachi Mata requested Lord Chaitanya to make his headquarters in Puri Jagannath so that she would easily be able to get information about him. Lord Chaitanya granted this last desire of his beloved mother. So after this incident, Lord Chaitanya started for Puri Jagannath, leaving aside all the residents of Navadvip in an ocean of lamentation over his separation. Recorded December 1, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Hari, 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 Haraye Namah Krishna, Yadavaya Namaha, Yadavaya Madhavaya, Keshavaya Namaha. Gopala Govinda Rama Sri Madhusudana Giridhari Gopinatha Madana Mohan Sri Chaitanya Nityananda Sri Advaita Sita Hari Guru Vaishnava Bhagavad Gita Sri Rupa Sanatana Bhatta Raghunath Sri Jiva Gopal Bhatta Dasa Raghunath Haraye Namah Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Gopala Govinda Rama Sri Madhusudana Hari Hari Hari, 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 Hari.